For many patients with long COVID, life doesn't go back to normal, but they aren't alone. They join a community of chronic illness patients who hope the money being poured into studying long COVID will have a wider benefit. SideFX Public Media's Steph Whiteside spoke to some of those patients.
Before she got COVID near the start of the pandemic, Tanya Hovey ran a newborn photography business. She was active in her church, loved to garden, and cycled several times a week. She had what's considered to be a mild case of COVID. Her infection lasted 2 weeks, and for the first few days after, she felt like she was getting better.
And then the fourth day, all the symptoms came back, and I was bedridden, couldn't move, couldn't breathe, I was dizzy.
She'd feel fine for a couple of days, but then find herself unable to get out of bed.
It would just cycle like a roller coaster. It was really weird. And then after about 3 weeks, I got hit hard, was back in bed, couldn't breathe, really dizzy, heart pounding, and it never went away. I never got better.
More than 2 years later, the mother of three in Utah still hasn't fully recovered. Hovey says she saw multiple specialists before finally being diagnosed with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS, as patients refer to it. Kathy Peterson, who lives in Ohio, is very familiar with POTS. Her daughter has it, and she runs an organization called Standing Up to POTS. Peterson says the symptoms go beyond the fast heart rate that gives it its name.
So it's harder for people with POTS to stand and be able to think or to do things that are physical. And so there's a lot of struggle. They're much better off when they're in a recliner or laying on the couch.
That's because for POTS patients, blood doesn't circulate normally. That makes it difficult to function while sitting or standing upright. They're having to work against gravity. Other symptoms include pain, stomach aches, headaches, dizziness, and brain fog. Hovey says she can't even go grocery shopping anymore. She recently stood in line at Costco to get a membership card.
And just standing there while the lady was trying to upsell our membership, my heart started pounding. I started to get short of breath. I couldn't breathe. Started getting lightheaded, dizzy.
POTS isn't new, but it's becoming increasingly common in people with long COVID. It's a syndrome with many symptoms, yet it can't be detected with blood tests or medical imaging. That makes it hard to diagnose and really frustrating to live with. Dr. Esther Vorovich is a cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. She says patients are often very emotional when they come to her.
I have a lot of tears in my long-haul COVID clinic because people have been kind of told that they're crazy, you know, in different words, or sometimes in those words, but in different words that they're crazy and that it's kind of in their head.
So she takes time to listen and acknowledge their symptoms are real. There are few treatments for POTS, and most people have to change their lifestyle to manage their illness. For Tanya Hovey, that meant closing her business, relying more on her husband and children. She can't ride her bike anymore, but she has found one physical outlet, swimming.
Because the water is a compression on my body. It's like wearing compression tights, like a whole outfit compression. And so the water helps us not have to fight gravity. And so it keeps the blood up to my head. So swimming's fabulous.
Kathy Peterson says she and other advocates hope the new attention on POTS due to COVID will lead to more answers, benefiting all patients.
The pandemic has been horrible in so many ways, but in a strange way, it's been a silver lining for these chronic illness communities who have been around for a long time, but nobody's really known about them.
So far, Congress has allocated $1.15 billion to the NIH to study long COVID over the next 4 years. I'm Steph Whiteside, SideFX Public Media.